brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Before we take a look at the readings for today, which are very good readings, I want to announce that I have put four meditations on the four Sundays of Advent. So it's a series of meditations on the Sundays in Advent. And that CD is available for purchase. The name is Journey Through Advent. Journey Through Advent. I felt like there was something I wanted to give you that you could hang on to, that you could go back, you could repeat, you could listen again and again. And I've been praying for you that the word, especially during this coming Advent season, would be a time where you would really experience both God's calling you and a deeper surrender to Him, that you would even be more welcoming come this Christmas of your Savior and Lord than you've known before. So the CD is called Journey Through Advent. It's available for purchase in two ways. You can go to our website, renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ, and you can order the CD there, the title Journey Through Advent, or you can order by phone, 734-662-1730. That's 734-662-1730. I will repeat this announcement on tomorrow's program as well, so if you didn't have paper and pencil close, make sure that you do for tomorrow's program. The CD is called Journey Through Advent, renewalministries.net/FFJ, or order by phone 734-662-1730. We begin with a reading from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 2, verse 23 to chapter 3, verse 9. God formed man to be imperishable. The image of his own nature, he made him. Think of that. God made us in his image and likeness. But by the envy of the devil, death entered the world, and they who are in his possession experience it. But the souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed in the view of the foolish to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction, but they are in peace. We're looking here, brothers and sisters, at life and eternal life. You were born not just for a time, you're born to live for all eternity if we follow Him. We pass through death to eternal life. Death is not the end. In one way, death is the beginning. They seemed in the view of the foolish to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace. For if before men indeed they be punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of himself. Brothers and sisters, there's so much in life that tries us and tests us. And when it does, fix your gaze on him, not on yourself and not on the circumstances. I don't mean don't pay attention to them, but fix your gaze on Jesus so that as you deal with the trials and difficulties of life, you're being helped, you're being carried. You don't have to get it all right and then present yourself to God. God wants to walk with you through the trials and difficulties of life. You're not alone, ever. But most people don't have the faith to believe that. And even those who believe it aren't quite sure how to live it out in faith. God wants to strengthen us. Ask, Lord, increase my faith to believe that you're here, that you care, because he does. As gold in the furnace, he proved them, and as sacrificial offerings, he took them to himself. In the time of their visitation, they shall shine and shall dart about as sparks through stubble. They shall judge nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord shall be their king forever. Those who trust in him shall understand truth, and the faithful shall abide with him in love. Because grace and mercy are with his holy ones, and his care is with his elect. He's chosen us, brothers and sisters, to live with him forever. You're chosen. Do you believe that and prepare for that? Or do you act like there's nothing beyond this life? Brothers and sisters, your life is eternal. You're going to live forever. Heaven or hell, you're going to live forever. Which is it to be? You are always free to make the wrong choices, but may you make the right choices in your life. And when you stumble and fall, just say, Lord, I'm sorry. Help me. And he will be right there to lift you up. You're never condemned by God. If there's any condemnation, it's we who condemn ourselves by our bad actions and by a lack of repentance. But if we repent, even if it's 10 times a day, if we repent, God draws very near. And that's the truth. I will bless the Lord at all times. That means when things are good and when things are difficult. My voice might sound a little different. I might not sing as much when they're difficult times. But I thank him that he's with me, that I couldn't endure this affliction or this trial if he weren't with me. He walks with us. I'm never alone. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. The Lord has eyes for the just and ears for their cry. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth if we do not respond. He confronts the evildoers and he asks them, heaven or hell? He asks us, heaven or hell, what do you want? If we want heaven, follow him and repent when we fail. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress, he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. Notice that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted when you feel especially broken by something that has happened, by what you have to endure. The Lord is near. Just call out to him, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. Jesus, strengthen me. Jesus, lift me up. Jesus, show me the way through this circumstance. Just keep crying out to him, and he will hear you. He always hears. Whoever loves me, says the verse before the gospel, whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. It's a promise. Do you keep his word? Do you repent when you fail? If you do those things, my Father will love him and we will come to him. Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 7 to 10. Jesus said to the apostles, who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, come here immediately and take your place at table? Would he not rather say to him, prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished. Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. Don't get proud and arrogant about your work. Always offer it to God for his honor and his glory. Whatever kind of work you do, it does not matter. Really, it's the attitude and the spirit and the intention with which you do it. I am an unprofitable servant apart from Christ and what he has done for me. Brothers and sisters, every aspect of your life, every aspect of your life can bring God glory and honor and praise. every aspect if you offer it to him, if you try to do it with the right motives, with the right intentions. God will be blessed by that. And it will be remembered by God for all eternity. Think about that. Sometimes we forget, but God never forgets. Sister Ruth Burroughs, a writer from England who I love very much, says this: to be human means that we are a dependent being by our very essence. Not only are we absolutely dependent on other persons and things for our bodily survival, but we have to look beyond ourselves for our meaning. We have no fulfillment within ourselves, and what is more, we know that we are answerable not merely to ourselves, but to another outside ourselves. In countless ways, we are at the mercy of forces beyond our control. Our existence is given without our previous consent. Our heredity and all that goes with it of temperament, mental outlook, opportunities, and so forth are none of our choosing. We are conditioned from the start and can be burdened with immense handicaps and suffering. Even in those areas where theoretically we are free to choose, how many impediments come between through tricks of fortune or the actions of others? We are frighteningly, pitifully dependent. Nevertheless, we are answerable to God. We are free. In all this unfreedom and conditioning, we are responsible for what we do. No one can remove this responsibility from us. We are answerable, not for our temperament, not for our shape of body, and not for our natural capacity, but for what we do with these things. Our task is fundamentally the same as Jesus. We have to live out our own individual life with its own particular amalgam in love of God and neighbor, bearing all things, believing all things, hoping all things, enduring all things. With all our heart, we have to embrace this painful condition of dependency, even when it presses most sorely, never trying to pretend that it is other than it is, never railing against it, but accepting it in humble, truthful obedience to the Father, and through this loving obedience, filtering out all that is evil, transforming it into gold. If we live lives knowing our utter dependence upon God for life and breath, if we live out our lives in gratitude, if we live out our lives offering everything, the smallest things to the biggest things, for His honor and glory, if when we fail and we sin, we repent, if we do those things, we will enter eternal life, confident not in ourselves, but confident in God's promises, in God's mercy, and we will know eternal life. Brothers and sisters, this is a time, as we draw near to Advent, it's a time to really assess yourself. Really assess yourself. Not discouragingly, but just honestly before God, and ask Him for all the grace and all the power you need to follow Him more closely. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.